going on in Nun Beis Amar Aleph, or about 12 lines down, we say we might have Beshama Hiva Libra Rabbi Yudah, then we say Lohiva Libra Rabbi Meir. We have a brisa that we just brought that seems to be like Beis Shammai, because it says Ma'or and then Besamim. And in this case, it says Birchas Yom is done after the Ayin. So it sounds like Beis Shammai is sober Misoser himself. So we say, wait a second, how do you know it's Beis Shammai according to Rabbi Yudah? Then Beis Hillel, you Libra Rabbi Meir, maybe it's Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Meir. Let's explain. We say, first of all, you can't say that. Over here in our Mishnah, it says, Beshamai says, it's Ner, then Mazum, Besamim, Avdala. Ner before Besamim. Beshilo says, Ner, Besamim, Mazum, Avdala. Mazum, Bresa, Katani, Yemen, Loela, Kosecha, Manichal, Achara, Mazum, you do it after the Mazum, Mishal, Shalom, Kulla, Achara. Shmamina, Beshamai, Libid, Rebuta, it's got to be Rebuta, right? And it's got to be Beshamai. Mikomakum, Kasha, nonetheless, we have a Kasha, Kasafar, Beshamai, Shani, Yuli, Yumi, Mefukiyuma. There's a difference going into Shabbos than leaving Shabbos. Yuli Yuma, Kamenim Kadin Le Aldif. So when going into Shabbos, it's always better, and this is the answer to the question, right? It's always better to mention the day first. Afuki Yuma, Kamenim Kadin Le Aldif. It's always better to mention Havdalah last and make the wine before, and Kechel Havdalah of Kamasa, so it doesn't look like a burden. So you want to make Havdalah last. So again, so Beishami's opinion is that Havdalah, the bracha of Havdalah always comes after the wine, but when it comes to Kiddush, the bracha of Kiddush always comes before the yayin, because you want to be Makadish as early as possible, we want to do Havdalah as late as possible. Okay, so that's the answer for we say, wait a minute, Beis Shammai really hold the Birchus Mazon requires a cup of wine? What's none? But if wine comes after the meal, in Shamelos, okay, so if there's only that cup, Beis Shammai, you make the wine, and then you make the bracha of Birchus Mazon. So we see the Birchus Mazon doesn't necessarily need wine. It sounds like you make the bracha on the wine, drink it, and then you make a Birchus Mazon. Say, lo, you make the bracha on the wine first, and then you bench, and you leave it, and you drink it only after you finish benching. You don't wait a second. If you made the bracha, you got to taste it. To tell you, you taste it a little. But if you drink it, if you taste it, then you can't use it for benching. To tell me the other, you just put your hand inside, drink from it. You didn't actually drink from it with your mouth itself, and that's why you can leave it until after benching and bench with it as well. But a kosher bracha needs a certain amount, and you were poches from the shear by putting your hand inside and drinking a little bit. Enough to be mishure. Okay, you added on a little bit more than the shear, so it's not exactly a revius. It's a little more than that, and that's why you're able to use the brachos mazal. But wait a second, it said there's only one cup, which means you only have the exact shear. So if you put your finger in, you took a little before, and then it's not going to be the shear. So you're right, you don't have two cups, but you have more than one cup, and that works out well. Wait a second, we have a straight up verse that says, or a statement from Rechia, Beis Shammai says you make the bracha on the wine, you drink it, and then afterward you do Birchas Hamazon. Clearly you're drinking it before you did Birchas Hamazon. Doesn't that prove? There's two Tanaim, according to Beis Shammai, whether you should drink it before and or not. Two dots. Beis Shammai, Tan Rabbanan. Beis Shammai Omrim. First you wash your hands, then afterward you pour the cup of wine. Because if you would pour the cup of wine first, what we're afraid of is you're going to touch the wine on the outside of the cup with your hands. Your hands are going to be Tameh without washing them. So they're going to be in Tameh, everything. As it goes, and then your hands are going to be matami the cup itself. Somehow that wine that's on the outside might go back into the cup and it'll be matami everything. So you say, but Lutami Yadaim Lakos, aren't your hands being matami the coast just by touching the coast? Yadaim Shneos. No, because the hands at best are Shneos. They're secondary tumas. Then Shneos is Shlishi B'chulin. And by Chulin, a Sheni doesn't make Shlishi. So we're not worried about the hand turning the Kli into Tuma. Elade Mashkin. But if there's Mashkin involved, then your hand could make the Mashkin Tame, and that Mashkin could make more Mashkin Tame if it gets back inside. That's where it really works. First, pour the cup of wine, then afterward, wash your hands. Because if you wash your hands first, what we're afraid of is that the mashkin on your hands, because you have washed your hands, will become tame because of the cup itself. And that will be matame the hands. Why wouldn't the cup itself be matame the hands? And clean matame other, because a kli cannot be matame other when it's that far down. Wouldn't the kli be matame the mashkin that's inside it? We're talking about a kli where the outside got tame through mashkin to tocho tor v'gabo tame, the outside is tame, but the inside is still tor. Not if the outside became tame with mashkin achor tame, the outside of it becomes tame tocho ogno ozno v'yadov torin, but the inside, as well as the handles and all the other things, the part of it that are not exactly the outside of the cup, those are tahor. Nitma tocho, but if the inside becomes tame, then nitma kul, everything becomes tame. What's the argument? Peshami savri also lishtamish v'klishinimu achor v'mashkin gzer shemin. It's also to use a kli where the outside became tummy with mashkin because of nitzotzos, because of little things. Some things might fall. I guess we'll touch them. There may be tuma, and it'll spray back inside. And we're not worried. We're not making zera that maybe the mashkin that are in your hands are going to be the tummy of the cup itself. It's mutter to use a kli where the outside is tummy with mashkin. Because we're not worried about nitzotzos. We're all worried about. The only thing we're worried about is maybe the mashkin in your hands will be tummy through the cup itself. So we say something else over here. Take on the Netil Zidayim Seuda, right? Right after Netil Zidayim, you want to eat. My Davaracha, what does that mean? Here's what Beisil is saying to Beishamai. According to you, they say it's usher to use a kli where the outside is tummy because we're worried about the things that happen. Even this is still better to give them to Zidayim Seuda because right after you do Netil Zidayim, you'll have the Seuda itself. First, wipe your hands with a cloth. Then afterward, leave it on the Zenoshia to Omer Alakasas. If you say leave it on the seat itself, what we're worried about is again the mashkin that are on that mappa that you just dried your hands with after Nitzil Zidayim. Maybe they're mashkin there, they'll become tame because of the kases. It's going to be on top of your hands again. I have Tommy Kesses la mappa. Wouldn't the chair itself just make the mappa tame and clean Matame Kli? We're not worried about that because a Kli can't be Matame a Kli. Matame Kesses la Gavra Gufe. Wouldn't the chair be Matame the person himself and clean Matame Yadam because a Kli again can't be Matame. So that's the only thing we're worried about. It's only in all castles. Leave it on the chair. If you put it on the table, maybe the mashkin around that cloth will be tamei machmas shulchan because of what's on the table. That'll be matami the food. Wouldn't the table be matami the ochlin straight on it? We're talking about a shulchan. That's a sheni. And sheni was a shlishi b'chulin on the mashkin. Sheni is not going to make a shlishi b'chulin unless there's mashkin, which means that there is mashkin on the table. You should worry about it. What's their argument? Bishamai holds, it's also to use a shulchan that's a sheni, because exera because of those people that eat truma, there could be metame that stuff, because a sheni can make a shlishi b'truma. Those who eat truma will make sure that their tables are not sheni, so we're not worried about their devarachin until zidayim l'chulin min atara. Others say there's no nitzil zidayim for chulin midi oraisa. My devarachin chakam rile beis olu b'shamai is what beis olu says to b'shamai chitim maishan gabay ochlin dechayshin maishan gabay yadayim delo chayshin. And why are we worried about the food? Right, but we're not worried about the hands becoming tamei. Afilo chadiva, this still better. Because there's no such thing as tilled time for chulim from the Torah. So it's better for the hands to become tamei, which have no ikar midiraisa, better than the food becoming tamei, or even have a chance of becoming tamei, because that does have an ikar midiraisa. There you go. And that's the reason why we wouldn't put it on the kesses instead of on the table itself. Now, two dots. Bishamri mechabdin. We sweep up the house. Bishamri mechabdin is vice vakin only time. First, you sweep up the house, and after you wash your hands, shimata omen only time to chila, because what are we worried about? If you wash your hands first, nimsa atamafsa to Oakland. Your water that's on your hands is going to destroy the food that you have, and it's going to ruin everything. Right, but until for Beishamai, at first, he doesn't hold up. My time is ruined because of the crumbs. Okay. He'll take the crumbs that have a kazayas and that could become tamei. And he'll leave the crumbs that don't have a kazayas, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. The netil zidayim, the water that's on your hands, you know, hitting them, and you don't have to worry about anything. Misailo Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan pirun sheimben kazayas mutzalab nabiyad. Crumbs that are under a kazayas, Rabbi Yochan says, is mutzal to destroy them with your hands straight out. But my kamilfagi, but Beisamur Zavri Yosel Shamash Shamash Amaretz. Beisol says you wouldn't have a shamash as an amaretz. Beisamur Zavri Mutzal Shamash Shamash Amaretz. And if you do have a shamash, then he'll leave some crumbs that are more than the size of a kazayas, and they'll become tame. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Huna, Bekuli Pirkan Halacha Beisilo. And the whole paragraph like his basil, bar miha, except for this case, alacha beis shamai, where we hold like beis shamai. Rabbi Yosha Masin Ipcha, we hold the opposite way, b'ha nami alacha beis hillel. So in other words, we do hold like beis hillel, but it's because beis hillel says, mechabdin, and afterward, no tzalus yadai. Beis shamarim, now we have two dots, ner, umazin, etc. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, ikla be Rava. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda came to the house of Rava, to the beis manager of Rava, chazal Rava de baracha besam resha. He saw that he made the baracha on besamim before he made ner. Amalai mechti beis shamai, beis hillel ma'or lo pligi. They don't argue about ma'or being first. Tan beis shamarim, ner, umazin, besam, habdala, ner before besam. Both of them, right? So how could you make the bracha on besamim first? Ani Rav Avasar, as you do Rav Meir. That's all Rav Meir, and that's what we're talking about in the mission. That's what we brought up before. Rabbi Yehuda says lenachle besham beisol on mazon shubetchila. That besham beisol don't argue about mazon that it's first. In other words, you make the bracha of the mazon first. Because mazon, I love dalashi besov, and everybody agrees that avdal is the end. Manachle, what do they argue about on the orval besamim shubeshamri on the orval of besamim? Says Rabbi Yehuda, you make the bracha on the or first, and then besamim. Besamim besamim achra kamor. You do besamim, then afterward maor, and that's exactly what we do. do by our Avdala. From Yochanago on Kabesilo, the minig of the people is Sulu Besilo, Libid Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, that's that. Two dots. But Beshamarim Shabara. Amarava, the Bara Kulim Lepigida Bara Mashma. Everybody agrees that Bara means past tense that God created. Keep a league of Bara. What do they argue about? They argue about Bore Moresh. Beshamis of Bore to Asilim Evra. Bore only means in the future he's going to create it. Besilo Savri Bore Dem Namida Bara Mashma. Bore not only means past tense, present tense, but it also means past tense. And there we could say, Borim Ar-Esh, and it works in the past as well. That's Beis Hillel. Maser of Yosef Yotzor Vare Choshech. What do you mean? He created the light. Uvore Choshech. Yotzor Harim Uvore Ruach. Borei HaShemayim Benoteyam. All those are the word Bore, and it's past tense. So it's straight out like Beis Hillel. Rav Yosef, but Baro, Bore Kulam, Lepilita, Bara Mashma. Everybody agrees that Bara and Bore both mean past tense, Bara. Gibligib Ma'or Uma'ore. Here's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about the word Ma'or and Ma'ore. Beshamis every Chada, Nehura, Ikabinura. Beshamis says there's only one light within the candle, and therefore you got to say the word me'or, single present, single tense. Beis Hillel is having two v'nehura yikavinu. No, every fire has multiple fires, and therefore you got to say the word me'ore. There's a lot of lights inside the or itself, and that's why we say borei me'orei ha'esh. But everybody agrees that you can say the word borei or bara. They don't argue about that. Says the Gemara, two dots, aim mevorchen. Right, you don't make a bracha on the candle that belongs to an akum. The reason why the ner you can't use from somebody who's an oved avodah zara, you know, from a non-Jew, is because it never rested. Why can't you use the besam of an oved kochavim? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, hachavim misibus oved kochavim. We're talking about a meal of oved kochavim. Stam misibus oved kochavim l'avodah zara hi, because stam meal of oved kochavim is for avodah zara. So there you can't use their besam, you can't use their ner. The ner because they never rested because they used it on Shabbos itself. Besamim because they used for avodah zara, Tony Seifan, Mivorchin Lola Ner, Velo B'Samim Shal Avodah Zara. But we already mentioned avodah zara at the end. Melchal Dorei Shal Avodah Zara. Skinus. When we mentioned the Akum, the Ovdei Kochavim Mazolos, that's not referring to avodah zara. So why do we mention Amrachinim Masura Matam Kamer? It's saying what's the reason? Matam Mivorchin Lola Ner, Velo B'Samim Shal Akum. What's the reason that you're not making a bracha on the Ner or the B'Sam of Ovdei Kochavim? Minish Stam Misibas Ovdei Kochavim Avodah Zara. Because Stam meals of Ovdei Kochavim go to avodah zara. Tan Rabbanan. Or Sheshavas Mivorchalav. If the light rested right on Shabbos, then you make a bracha on Shalosh Shabbos. But if it didn't rest, that they did it on Shabbos itself, then you cannot make a bracha on it on Motzei Shabbos. So what does it mean by lo shavas? And what's a shavas? So the top of Nun Gimel Aleph, E, name of lo shavas machmas malacha, if you're going to say it didn't rest because of malacha, feel malacha datei, or even malacha of heter, but you could make the bracha, right, on a light that was made for a midwife, a person who was giving birth, or a sick person. So you can make a bracha on that, even though it was not shavas. That it didn't get used for a malacha zaveira. Tani achi, ashashi says if malacha v'chol yom kulo. If you have a lamp that was lit all day long, what's Shabbos v'chol? You could still use it for a bracha on Motzei Shabbos, and that's what it says on the top of Nun Gimel Aleph. That brings us to the two dots, and Nun Gimel Aleph. We'll stop right there.